AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and with me on the KGLO live line of Nyack basketball coach, Mark Mole. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you much.
Yeah, and everybody wondering yesterday, oh my goodness, we've got a coaching carousel going on out at Nyack.
Yeah, well, we're making a few changes. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot as far as philosophy and style of play or anything, but we're moving some seats around, that's for sure.
Well, talk about it now. You're stepping away from being the head coach to become the associate head coach of the men, but also adding the assistant coaching spot for the women's program. Talk about that for yourself and how you came to that.
Well, you know, Brad asked me last fall if I'd be interested in that down the road. Brad brought the women's coach, and so we kind of talked about it a little bit, but nothing really took place as far as anything. And then just in the last week or so, we kind of hammered some stuff out, and, you know, we're going to go this route. And, you know, I've been coaching, I believe, between JV varsity and college basketball and baseball about 1,600 games. So I think it's kind of time to kind of step back a little bit and do some mentoring and, you know, kind of go from there.
I know in the release that came out from Nyack, too, it talked about some work on some knees, and I know that's something that you and I have talked about in recent years. That's something you're going to have some work done on your knees, are you?
Well, you know, I probably are going to need to get a couple knee replacements here down the road, and it's been like that for quite a few years, honestly, but I think the road's getting a little shorter now. So, yeah, I'm probably going to have to do a couple pit stops to get those taken care of, but, you know, hopefully it won't be during basketball season or won't be long during basketball season, but, yeah, we'll have to take care of that eventually, and so it's a good time to do that.
Talk about turning the head reins then over to Jeremy. You guys have worked together for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years, and, you know, I think, you know, throwing out COVID year here a couple years ago, we're 70 and 24 the last 4 years, and counting COVID, we're 77 and 40, so... you know, we've had 21 seasons three out of the last 4 years, which hasn't happened in a long time for us out here. And so I think it's a good time to do that. Where, you know, the recruiting's basically done for the year, so he doesn't have to worry about that. You know, he doesn't have to go get a bunch of players late in the year. And so, you know, I think we're ready to roll. We're really happy with our recruiting class. We do have another piece or two to add to that. You know, I think we're in a really good situation, and, you know, our style of play is a little bit different than a lot of teams as far as how we press and go up and down the floor. And, you know, that's what we sell to the recruits. And so, you know, Jeremy's assured me and assured them that that's going to be the style we're going to continue to play. And, you know, he's ready to be a head coach, and there's some adjustments anytime you go from assistant to a head coach or vice versa in my case. But, you know, I think it's a good time to do that, and I think he'll do a great job with the program. And, you know, it's a tough league. It's a tough, best league in the nation at our level with national champs usually coming out of our league. So, you know, it's a grind every year to try to get to the top, and we've been close for a few years. But, you know, hopefully Jeremy and with our help, we can get that done.
So what's going to be the biggest adjustment for you to move to the associate head coach position?
Well, you know, it's not too much of an adjustment as far as I you know, because I've been assistant coach for a long time, and you know, with different sports and so forth. Quite honestly, recently with baseball, and so I've told Brad and Jeremy both that you know, it's their deal, and I will help in any way I can, and if they need some ideas or some thoughts with what I think, than just to ask. But, you know, certainly it's their program, and they're going to do a great job. And but if they do have some questions on anything, you know, hopefully I can, you know, with the experience, help them out a little bit in that regard.
Awesome. And you're still available for halftime interviews and things.
Yes, all the time, for sure. Well, I'm not sure I can climb up those steps, but if we can get her on the ground floor, I should be good.
I'll get you down ground floor. Mark, I've always enjoyed you as a head coach at Nyack, and I'll enjoy you as an assistant or associate head coach, however you want to term that, moving forward, and looking forward to seeing the new changes as they take place this next year at Nyack.
Yeah, I will miss our halftime talks, and hopefully we can do those once in a while, and just really appreciate you and your coverage over the years, and, you know, hopefully we can keep this thing going.
Keep her going, Coach. Hey, I know you got to run to another meeting, but I'm going to talk to Jeremy next. So thanks again, Mark, for everything.
You bet. Yep, thanks, right. Tim. Take care.
You bet. See you later.
Yep, bye.
That's Mark Moldo we've been talking to on AM 1300 KGLO, and as I said, we're going to get a chance to talk with the new head basketball coach at North Iowa Area Community College, a guy that's not a stranger to the program, Jeremy Winters. Jeremy, how you doing today?
Good. How are you, Tim?
Fantastic. I was just talking about kind of a coaching carousel, if you will. I mean, everything in kind of in motion and so forth. But you've got to be excited to be able to step into that head job and still know the guy that you've worked with is going to be there kind of alongside as you go into this first head coaching position.
Yeah, for sure. Extremely excited about it. Ready to hit the ground running. But, the best thing I said when I took the interview with our SID here, not a lot of first-year coaches will have a guy with his background of 20-plus years of coaching, his basketball IQ, just to be able to run ideas off me and to help the teams be successful. So he's still going to be a big asset to what I do.
Well, in all the games that I've covered, and I've covered a lot of games through my broadcast career, one of the things that I've noticed over the last 11 years, too, is that Mark has allowed you to be very interactive with the basketball team game days. I'm not there every day at practice, those kinds of things. But you guys both interact well with the team.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Moles, actually, since day one, has allowed me to be myself, which is a huge thing. Incorporate my ideas, and be able to essentially work together in cohesiveness to get me ready for the stature of where I am.
Talk about the recruiting process. I know you've been heavily involved in recruiting, especially in recent years at NIAC, and it sounds like you're pretty set going into the year, aren't you, which would be your first team as the head coach.
Yeah. The guys that we have come in, we're all extremely excited about. We have a few guards from Illinois and some guys from Florida and some local talent, too, but just at the base of it where to get back to a pressing running style, be up tempo, I'm really excited about the guys we have signed to be able to get back to that where we want to be.
Yeah, this league, for people that haven't had a chance to watch NIAC basketball, especially in recent years, it really is a very talented league. Top to bottom, there are some great skill players in this league.
Yeah, for sure. It's, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions around the area, it's the toughest Division II junior college league in the nation. Like you said, top to bottom. If you don't bring it one night, you could get embarrassed. But it's a dogfight, no matter what position you are in seeding. So top to bottom, it's the best league in the country.
Jeremy, I got to ask you now. They put the word interim in there. Interim head men's basketball coach. Are there some targets there to remove that word interim?
I believe so. I'm just going to wait on my administration to make that decision. So I believe that the target is to remove that at some point, but it's the administration's decision.
Awesome. You got to be really excited about this, aren't you?
I am. I can't thank Coach Moll enough for what he's done for me the last 11 years. And I can't, thank him enough to have him alongside me for the next 2 years. I owe a lot to Coach Moll, what he's taught me and everything like that. And I'm just happy that he'll be with me and so I can continue to learn and grow.
one of the things I was thinking about when I first saw this, I thought the fun thing is through the years, Mark's got some really, really creative inbounds plays. And now I think we're going to start to see some of those too in the women's game, right?
I would assume so. Yeah. So I'm still going to steal some of his stuff. So it's not going to be all brand new stuff. I promise you that. I'm going to steal from what I learned.
It should be fun. How are you going to share this guy then? How's Mark going to go girls basketball or ladies basketball to men's basketball? He's going to be in the gym a lot.
Yeah, I think he's going to enjoy it. I know Coach Boughton, Coach Moore, and I have talked about having a lot of doubleheaders. So if we're at different places, he'll be able to be at both. So I don't see that as an issue, hugely, I would say. But I'm excited for him to be around both programs.
Yeah, and I think most of the games have been doubleheaders. I mean, as far as from myself, I know as a broadcaster, I broadcast many doubleheaders, but there are some single games. How do you work that split out? Is that have you decided that?
We haven't decided that, but we talked, us three, about if we had non-conference games to make them a doubleheader, to make it easier, just so that one team's on the road and one team is at home. We just want to make it, the best accountable for everybody to be there to do the jobs.
Fantastic stuff. Well, listen, I'm really excited for all you guys. And I think it'll be fun for the fans. I think it'll be fun for the athletes, and it'll be an enjoyable year coming up. I'm looking forward to watching you take the reins as the head coach.
I appreciate that, Tim.
Jeremy, have a great day. Keep smiling, and looking forward to next basketball season. I wish it started tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. So we look forward to seeing you in November.
All righty. Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim. See you.
All right. Take care. There you go. That is the new head basketball coach for the NIAC men's basketball team, the current assistant coach, Jeremy Winters, and the former head coach, Mark Mole, now will be the associate head coach, and Mark will also be an assistant coach for Brad Vaught with the women's basketball program at North Iowa Area Community College. AM 1300, KGLO Sports. I'm Tim Fleming.